service. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, hey, there was a certain day that was planned for the day of the Pentecost. It was planned by God. See, everything God does, there's always a plan. There's always a day. There's always a time. There's an appointed time. And what we have to do is we have to press in to that appointed time. I tell people, don't try to jump the gun. Listen, we can't make a revival happen. We can't make revival. This is not something that's man-made. Man has nothing to do. Man has nothing to do with revival in the sense of we are going to start a revival and have one. We can announce it. We can put it on TV. We can talk about it. But unless God's involved in it, it's nothing. It's nothing. There was an appointed time for the Holy Spirit to come, which we call the day of Pentecost. There was a time set by God. And at the same breath, there's a time that is set by God for the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit to happen down here on this earth. We are going to see nations shaken by the... I'm not talking about America only. I'm talking about nations across the world are going to be shaken by the power of Almighty God. I'm telling you right now. And there's nothing that man or the world or the church is going to do to stop when God begins to move. All we need is God to look in our direction and breathe on us. And I'm telling you right now, it's all over. It is all over. Buildings like this will be far too small when God breathes on us in these last days for the move of the Holy Spirit. I've already seen things. God showed me things by the Spirit. And let me tell you what, there are going to be football stadiums that will be filled across this nation at the same time. It's not going to be like one special event for 3 days and then another special. I'm talking about stadiums filled with people worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords at the same time across this nation and even around the world. It's going to be far bigger than what we could even begin to imagine or think. We're talking about multiple millions upon millions and even billions of people coming into the kingdom before the trumpet of the Lord sounds. People get upset when they build new stadiums. I rejoice. I go, praise God. You know, the big AT&T stadium where the Cowboys play. Listen, that's a great stadium for the move of God. Can you imagine looking up on that big screen and seeing miracles happen? It's coming. It's coming. I'm telling you right now, it's coming. You can go to any third world country and there's all these stadiums that have been built. There's stadiums in South Africa that seat 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people. Huge stadiums in third world countries. And I can tell you right now, they've been built for one reason and one reason only. The world think they're building them so they can entertain, but I can tell you right now, they've been built for one reason and one reason only, and that's for Jesus, for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, for the last day move of the Spirit of God. You know, there's a farmer in South Africa, and some of you might have seen this on Facebook, where there's a farmer in South Africa, started doing this a number of years ago, and he called for actually a time of prayer, which I would have thought would have been a great time for revival and the move of God and mass salvation. But he called for prayer, and I believe it was for a couple of days, and he has a big farm in South Africa, and people came from all over the country, and there were close to like 1.7 million people showed up, all sitting in open fields with speakers in front of them and praying. That's in South Africa. Can you imagine if revival hit that place? Could you imagine the wind of the Spirit blowing through 1.7 million people in an open field in South Africa, and suddenly the fire of God comes down, rips through everybody, they get full of the Holy Ghost, get set on fire for God. Can you imagine how South Africa would be turned upside down overnight, just like that? Boom, 1.7 million people turned loose. Hello? It's like America's a little behind the times. Because they're in their comfort zone, you know, they're comfortable in everything that's going on, and you know, everything always seems to work out at the end of the day. Only reason why it seems to work out at the end of the day is because God's got his hand on the nation. But that should not cause us to be complacent. Because God's got his hand on this nation, that should cause us to rise up and be so desperate for God to come and move. So desperate for God to come and move. God put a man in the White House that people literally hate. I love the man. I think he's great. I watched his speech over there in Saudi Arabia. I'm like, man, I'm so proud of this man. I'm so glad that he's my president. And I thank God for this man. Oh, you listen to me. And I can tell you right now, the naysayers, their wheels are going to fall off. God's going to take them to task. I'm telling you right now. I believe that man's been put in office by God, and God's anointed him for this season, for this time. And let me tell you what, you don't touch what God's put in place. I'm telling you right now. You know, man put our last president in place. Man did that. We see the results of that. Hello? Man probably put the last one in place too, and the last one. But I believe God did something this round. I believe God did something this round. I believe the sleeping giant woke up. I believe the church woke up and started doing something that they should have done for years and years and years. Oh, you listen to me. And now's the time we should embrace what God's doing in the country and grab a hold of the move of the Spirit of God and contend. Listen, if there's enough people crying out to God, God's going to move in a very powerful way. I mean, he already is doing some great things. But I'm talking about shaking a city. I'm talking about shaking whole counties for the Lord. I'm talking about shaking America. I'm talking about the church being turned upside down and then turned the right side up. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about God coming and getting rid of all religion and tradition and man's ideas and man's plans. Let's leave all that stuff behind. You know, when God shows up in the house, yeah, like this evening, I knew what the Holy Spirit was doing because he does it often. And so when he's moving, I just wait, bide my time. I just let God do what he wants to do. Now, I've been in meetings where the power of God hit the place like it did a little bit tonight and overwhelms the place, and then it's gone. So I know. I just close my Bible. Forget about it. Because I ain't going to say anything. Because nobody's listening. The only reason why I started talking here this evening because there were a few people looking at me like. Hello? But there's times where the Holy Spirit moves. There's nothing you can say. I mean, nothing. There's too much noise. Nobody's even listening. I've had it in meetings where the first 5-6 rows are like this. And they're not sleeping. Hello? They're under the power of God. People are so drunk in the Holy Ghost, they can't sit up anymore. They start falling on the floor. Suddenly the congregation's diminishing, but they're diminishing out of the pew into the floor. They're still in the house, but they're on the floor. Are you listening to me? And, you know, I just let the Holy Spirit do whatever he wants to do. I show up with no agenda. I might have a scripture or two. God might change it in midstream. He'd just say, don't do that. Preach this. Don't preach. Don't. I just say, okay, whatever you want to do. I don't care. But I want God to show. I want God to move. I want God to touch the hearts and lives of people. And listen, this is revival. This is what revival is. When we have revival, this is what we have. It's out of the ordinary. It's not the same old, same old. Oh, you listen to me. It's different. That's why we call it revival. I've been into some churches where, listen, they don't want this. They don't want the move of God. And so they're looking for some structure. And I'm telling you right now, if we try to have some structure in revival, then we wouldn't have revival. Holy Spirit, you're welcome to come and move in the last 10 minutes of the meeting. No, he wouldn't show up. Folks, he wouldn't show up. He's welcome to move. The first note they strike on the keyboard, he's welcome to come and move. There's meetings that we've been in that we've come out of worship and the whole place is drunk in the Holy Ghost. Nobody has even said anything. Nobody has even got up and said a word. And we come out of worship and the whole place is drunk in the Holy Ghost. Then you look at all that and you go, this is God. This is God. That's what revival is all about. Where were we? I was reading the Bible a little while ago. Oh, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Hey, easy to get into one place, but can we get into one accord? Easy to get into one place, but can we get into one accord? I believe this, that when the church in its entirety begins to pull on the things of God like never before as one, God will move in even a greater way. Even in a meeting like this, if we all contended for the move of God like never before in this moment, I'm telling you right now, God will move like never before. Amen. Verse 2 says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Love that word suddenly. I love that word suddenly. Saul on the road to Damascus, he had a suddenly as well. And let me tell you why I love the word suddenly is because you cannot prepare for it. You can't prepare for a suddenly. When a suddenly happens, it's suddenly. You're sitting in church minding your own business and suddenly the power of God falls on you, the fire of God hits you, and you jump out of your seat and you start dancing around. Suddenly that happens. Man, I was just sitting there minding my own business. Suddenly I felt the anointing of God hit me. I got drunk and fell out of my seat. And I thank God for the suddenlies. Because some people would never get into the move of God without suddenlies. Because they always want the structure. They want, well, let me see how long, what time. Well, I'm just waiting for the end of the meeting, brother, so you can lay hands on me. Well, the Holy Ghost is here already. Angels already running up and down the pews, pouring out fresh oil from heaven. You don't even need to wait till the end of the meeting. You can get it now. In actual fact, if it suddenly hit the place, it would be the end of the meeting. I wouldn't even get to point number, I don't even know what point I'm on, but I wouldn't get to the next point if there is another point. Amen. If it suddenly happened, the meeting's over. There's a series on the glory I used to teach a lot on, and you know, I'd show up in a revival meeting in the church and, you know, wanted to do a recording on the series on the glories, and I'd preach the first night and powerful meeting, powerful message, and the next night I'd get up to preach part two and I'd read the scripture and the power of God would hit the place and then everybody drunk in the Holy Ghost. And that happened repeatedly, like five or six revivals. I could never get to part two. Part one, I had it down. My God, it was just great, but I could never get through part two. And I'm standing in the pulpit in Missouri in the church one night, and I'm on part two, and the power of God hits the place and just shaking the whole place. I mean, it's one of those nights I just couldn't preach. And so, you know, sometimes I'm a little bit of an idiot, you know what I mean? And I said to God, I said, you know, I'm trying to put a series together. As if God really cares. I said, I'm trying to put a series together on the glory, and I keep getting part one down, but part two, look, this is a blowout. I'm thankful for it, but I can never get through part two. So the Lord said to me, well, he said, you can have your series or you can have my glory. I mean, there's not even a debate on that one. Hello. I said, God, I'll have your glory anytime. I mean, it's like God put me in my place just like that. Boom. Said, you can have your series. I'll let you have your series. Or you can have my glory. I'll raise my hand. I'll have your glory. Forget about the series. The next revival I went to, I started with part two. And then when I came the next night to start part three, power of God hit the place. The next revival I went to, I started with part three. The next revival I went to, part four. It took me about five or six revivals, and I had five parts of the glory. But you see, I could have had the series buttoned down over that revival, but I'd rather have His glory. Are you listening to me? I'd rather have the glory of God than another series for a book table. Hello? I mean, that stuff's so important to me. You can see I've had my book table out there every Wednesday night and every Sunday night. People don't even know. I have a whole lot of books and tapes and videos, and I didn't even put it up here. I just didn't bother. I couldn't be interested. Are you listening to me? I'm trying to focus on what God's doing here. I'm not really bothered about a book table. Hello? And maybe one day I'll put it up just for fun. Give it all away, you know? Put it up and give it all away. I've done that too. We've been in revival, and I made a statement one night. I said, one day I'm just going to give the whole book table away. And we were on the road, and we had boxes and boxes of books under the book table, and the table was full of stuff. And the Lord said to me, how about tonight? Because I said, one day we'll just give away the whole book table. The Lord said, how about tonight? I said, sure. So we gave it all away, emptied the whole table out, gave it all away, not a book left. Next morning, I walked into the meeting, and I happened to look under the table, and there was about four or five boxes of books. And I said to my guys, what are those doing there? They go, oh, those were just extra. And I said, get them out now. Get them down front. I said, we're going to give them all away this morning, because I said, God said, give the whole book table away, and that's what I have to do. Whatever we have, I don't want a book left. We gave it all away. Are you listening to me? You don't want to make a statement in front of God and then not do it. Amen. Well, one day I'll just give it all away. Well, how about tonight? Amen. We've done that repeatedly. It doesn't bother me. God always provides. Amen. What we are doing is all about revival. It's about nothing else but revival, about nothing else but the move of the Spirit of God. We want to see people get set free. We want to see them get touched by the fire of God and become carriers of the anointing. That's why we do what we do. There's a plan that God has for this church. I believe that this church is going to be very instrumental in the Metroplex area being shaken by the power of God. I believe that. You know, back in the 90s, this church was very instrumental in shaking the whole area. And I believe it's going to come. I believe it's come in a full circle. I believe it's going to happen again. I believe it's going to happen one more time. Are you listening to me? Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. That's the coming of the Holy Spirit. You think that meeting was a quiet meeting? You think when the wind blew and the fire fell, do you think everybody was just like... You feel that fire... You think there might have been a few dancers in the house? You think some people might have been shouting a little bit? You think they might have been a little noisy? God, can you send revival, but could you send a quiet one? No, anybody that gets revived is not going to be quiet anymore. Anybody that has their life changed by the fire of God is not going to be quiet anymore. You can't be quiet and be full of the Holy Ghost. In actual fact, when you get full of the Holy Ghost, it's going to be hard to keep you quiet. Because all you're going to want to do is spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, lay hands on people, see the anointing flow through you. Come on now. Well, brother, I don't know if you carry what we really want to see in our church. I don't know if the revival that you have is what the revival is what we want in our church. I've heard ministers say that to me. I look at them like, seriously? It's not like we have a catalog from Walmart and we're just checking off, you know, fire. No fire. Wind of the Spirit. light breeze. Fresh oil from heaven. Little oil. Joy. No. Because you know joy could be offensive. It could offend somebody that's depressed. While they see other people getting full of joy, they depress, they get offended, they leave offended because they didn't get any joy. No joy. Oh, offering teaching. Make mention of it, but nothing more. All right, God, there's the list of... Oh, hang on, time. Yes, time, that's the thing. We started 7, we're done by 8:15, 8:30. Yeah, we'll take that hour and a half slot. That 5-hour slot, no, we can't take that one. But we'll take the hour and a half revival slot. Thank you, Lord. All right, God, yes, the wish list for the revival. Can you send a revival like that? Seriously? You think God's interested? It's not like there's a checklist we can put check off and then order a revival in. That's why some ministers don't like revival, because when revival comes, it changes everything about their church. It takes away the structure. Well, I'm on part 17 of a 45-part series on the begats. And if the Holy Spirit shows up now, that's going to mess my part 17 series up. I mean, how am I going to get past all these 45? Nobody wants to listen to another series. Hello? Maybe they want to hear something about life. Maybe they want to hear something about joy. Maybe they want to learn how to get drunk in the Spirit. Maybe they want to learn about the anointing of God. Maybe they want the fire of God to fall. Hello. God doesn't send revival on our terms, because it's got nothing to do with us, because it's not a move of man. It's a move of God. But man has a tendency to try to dictate to the Holy Spirit how he's going to move, when he's going to move, and what it's going to be like. And we can't do that. That's not our place. Hello? You know, there's times in meetings where the Spirit of God's been moving in such a powerful way, and then I'll hear the Lord say, okay, tonight, that's it. That's it for the night. And I've had people come and say, why do you stop the meeting? Why don't you just keep going and keep praying? God's moving in a powerful way. And let me tell you what the Lord's told me in the past. He says, people have gone as far as they will go tonight. They won't go any further with me. They'll stop where they are now. This is as far as they're going to go. Because you see, some people only go to a certain place and then they'll pull back. You know, oh, well, we're on the floor early on. We got some joy. That's for the night. That's it. That's done. We've had enough. No, you've never had enough. But you see, when they come back the next night or the next meeting, let me tell you what, God builds on that. God builds on what's happened in the past. He builds on that. And then they'll go a little deeper, and then they'll go a little deeper. That's why revival sometimes takes a church. When we've been into churches, sometimes a week and a half before we actually break through. You go into a church that's never had revival. It sometimes takes you a week and a half to break through, and then suddenly you feel the freedom come. And then you're in there for another 3 or 4 weeks having a great move of God. But it's taken all that time just to break people over through. Revival, you can't have a revival on a Sunday morning. People say, come have a revival on Sunday morning. Oh, no. I'd rather go ride my horse. Or come to Calvary. But I can't go have a revival in a church that's never had revival on a Sunday morning. You just can't do it. Because religion comes to church on a Sunday morning. So now you're going to go ahead, butt up against religion, and try to bring the freedom of the Holy Ghost. And then people don't want that, so they rebel. And then you leave the church because you're only there for a Sunday morning, and then the pastor's got to sit with the whole bunch of babies crying because somebody showed up and brought happiness on a Sunday morning. Joy came in, people got drunk on a Sunday morning. Are you listening to me? It's not a common thing that you can go into a church and have revival and have a move of God on a Sunday morning and then have a move of God through the nights. It's not common. It's not a common thing. Churches don't let that happen. That's why what we've been doing here with Pastor Bob and Calvary, this has been very unique. In 23 years, I've never done this before. Never done this before. And I know he's never done this before too. But let me tell you what, I'm loving it. I'm just excited to see what God's doing. Amen. And you know, Pastor Bob stood up here, I believe it was this morning, and he said, ever since he's been in this building, it's been a very easy building to minister in. I think you said that this morning. I concur. I have never stepped up in this pulpit, not one time over the last 7 months. Yes, 7 months. Came to visit for one service, now 7 months later. Listen to me real carefully. I've never stepped up here one time and felt any religious opposition to what God wants to do. Not one little bit. It's such an easy place to minister in. I just show up and have fun. That's all I do. Show up and have fun. Hello. And I'm sure over the 7 months I might have offended somebody. I'm sure somebody has got upset with me. I'm sure about that. You know, I've seen a couple of people leave early. And I understand maybe they got to go to work. Maybe the TV program's coming on. I'm not sure. Maybe they've got to push start their car and they want to do that before people come out. I don't know what it is, but the bottom line is this. You know, when you minister by the Spirit and you preach by the anointing, people are going to get offended. They will. They got offended by Jesus. So when you preach the same word He preached, they're going to get offended. I pray they get over that offense and get, you know, move on with the things of God and get set free. Are you listening to me? All we want to see is the Metroplex ablaze with the fires of revival. I want to see America shaken by the power of God. I want to see America shaken by the power of God. And so let me say this, and I'm going to start closing up with this. For America to be shaken by the power of God, something has to happen in the church. Something has to happen in the body of Christ, because it is the body of Christ or the army of God that God's going to raise up in these last days that are going to be responsible for the shaking of the Metroplex or the shaking of America. But it's got to start. It's got to start in the house. I believe there's many others that are going to get saved over the next year or two or three that are going to be so instrumental in the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Because the Lord told me one day, He said, there are people that are not even saved yet that I'm going to save by my power that will shake whole nations for Jesus. So there are sinners out there that are serving the devil right now. They don't know they're about to have an encounter with God Almighty. And when they do, God's going to raise them up and they're going to shake whole nations for Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on now. Whole nations are going to be shaken. But God's got to start it in the house. He's got to start with us. Something in us has to change. I believe what we're seeing right now is preparation. God's preparing our hearts and purifying the vessel, making the vessel fit for the master's use, because God has a supernatural plan that He wants to bring down here onto this earth that is going to shake the nation. I'm telling you right now, it's going to shake the world. There are countries that are Muslim countries. Let me tell you what. I believe before Jesus comes, there's going to be countries like that that'll be God-fearing countries. Hallelujah. See, we serve the God that's alive, creator of the heavens and the earth. Come on now. We didn't walk past our God who was sitting out there in the foyer as a statue with a big fat belly, and we rubbed him as we went by. Hello? Come on now. Our God's alive. He's sitting on the throne right now. He has a Savior of the world sitting on His right hand. Bible says He's praying for us right now, making intercession for you and I right now. We have His Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, dwelling on the inside of us every day, everywhere we go, every moment that we're awake and every moment that we're asleep. The Holy Spirit is within us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So get ready. God's about to do something. Get ready. He's already begun, but I can tell you right now what He's going to do is going to be supernatural. And when He does it, man will stand back in amazement and realize this has nothing to do with man whatsoever, because man will never be able to do what God's about to do. And I can tell you right now, everything that God does in these last days, God will get all of the glory, all of the praise, all of the honor. And I can tell you right now, I believe this, that if you touch that, it'll be taken away from you. So I just say, God, it's all you. God, it's all you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. You know, we sing that song every so often. Mommy, probably more often than every so, but Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Listen, I'm hungry. When I sing this song, I mean I'm hungry. I'm hungry now. I'm hungry now. Ever had your kids come in the house and you say, oh, you're hungry? And they go, I'm starving. You want to eat? Yeah, I want to eat. When? Now. Ever had your kids do that? That's how we should be with God. God, I'm hungry. I want to eat. I want to eat now. I want to be filled. I want to be filled now. Not tomorrow, not next month, not next year, but now. I'm hungry for the move of God now. I want to see your presence now. I want to see your glory now. Come and change me on the inside. Come and fill me. Come and saturate me. I don't want to be the same. And I want to change. And I want it now. That's what hunger is all about. Hunger is not, Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. And then, look, if I don't get touched tonight, it'll be okay. You know, maybe Wednesday night I'll pop in and see what's going on. Maybe Wednesday night, maybe I'll get a touch Wednesday night. Look, if it doesn't happen Wednesday night, I know He's going to be back here Sunday, so praise Jesus, we'll come back on Calvary Cowboy night, and I believe I'll get a touch of heaven. You'll never get a touch that way. Hello. The woman with the issue of blood pressed through the crowd, pushed people aside, pressed through the crowd. She said, if I can just touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, I will be made whole. And she forced her way through the people and touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. And sometimes that's what you have to do. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Don't pass me by. Others told him, shut up, keep quiet. The master doesn't have any time for you. He's busy. He's got other people around about him. But Jesus heard the cry of one hungry person and He stopped and He said, come here. And the same ones that told him to shut up were the same ones that were saying, hey, come on, the master wants you. Come on now. Maybe some of you short people need to climb a tree so you can see Jesus. I'm not sure. Maybe you need to climb a tree so you can have revival. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's place a demand on the anointing. Place a demand. Listen, God is not a respecter of persons. And I'm going to close with this. It's not about you being perfect. It's not about having all your ducks in a row and having everything done. It's about you coming as you are, hungry and thirsty for God, crying out to God. And when you cry out to Him and you press into Him, I'm telling you right now, He'll reach out and touch you. And when He does, one touch of His hand, one glimpse of His glory, and your whole life will be transformed and changed and touched by the power of Almighty God. And I'm telling you right now, when that happens, there is no going back to anything else, but you will be so desperate and so hungry, and you will continue to press into more of Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's stand together. Lift your hands to heaven. Father, we thank you for the anointing in the house. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Thank you for hungry and thirsty people, Lord, that place a demand upon the anointing, that cry out to you even tonight. God, we need revival and we need it now. We need it now in this place. God, you need to come and change us on the inside. And we want change. We want it now, Lord. We want change on the inside. We don't want to be the same. We want you to take us on, as your word said, from glory to glory to glory to glory. We want to go into the deeper depths and the higher heights of your anointing and your presence. We're placing a demand upon the anointing. Come like a mighty rushing wind, Holy Spirit. Come like a mighty rushing wind. Come like fire. Cloven tongues of fire set upon each one of those heads. Let the fire of God sit upon each and every one of us tonight. Let us drink tonight of the new wine of the Holy Spirit. Let us become so saturated and filled with God that nothing else matters. Oh, Rabakasu Breshi Kenemendalamasoromonde. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fall upon your people in this place tonight, touching them right now in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 I want to pray for all those that feel and sense the presence and the power of God upon you right now. If you want to, that's you, get out of your seat, come, make a line across the front, and then lift your hands to heaven and get ready. Don't go to heaven until I lay hands on you. Pastors, if you can help me quickly line up the people. You feel the presence of God upon you right now. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, I thank you for the touch of heaven on Pastor Bob, Lord. Thank you for a fresh revival, fresh anointing, fresh wind of the Spirit blowing right through his body, through his home, through his family, in the name that's above every other name, the name of Jesus. Thank you for strength, Lord. Thank you for strength, Lord Jesus. Thank you for fire that's burning in his belly, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I'm hungry.
Anyone else that wants prayer, you're not in line. If you want to just tack yourself on the end of the lines, and then I'll come and pray for you. Lift your hands to heaven. Get ready to receive. Get ready to receive. Get ready to receive. Lord, I thank you right now. Jesus' mighty name. Fire from heaven. Fire from heaven. Jesus' mighty name. That's it there. Jesus' mighty name. Oh, hungry. Lord, I'm hungry. Oh, my Jesus. Fire from heaven, Lord. 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 Fire from heaven, Jesus. Come here, sir. Fire from heaven, Lord. Bring him back up, yeah. Come here, sir. Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh wind of the Spirit, Lord. Let it blow through him. Let it blow through him. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. There it is. Right now. Right now. Take it. It's yours. Receive it. It's yours. Receive it. It's yours. In the name of Jesus. 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 There it is. Fire from heaven. From heaven. From heaven. From heaven. Fire from heaven. Fire from heaven. Fire from heaven. Lord, let them be carriers. Let them be carriers. Let them be carriers of the fire. Let them be carriers of the fire of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Jesus' mighty name. 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 That's it there. That's it there. Oh, fill them up, Lord. Saturate them with fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Fresh fire, Lord. Take it as yours. Take it as yours. Take it as yours. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Fire from heaven. Fire from heaven. Fire from heaven. Fire from heaven. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Jesus. Fresh fire, Jesus. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire from heaven, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' mighty name. Fill him up, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire from heaven. Fresh fire from heaven, Lord. Fresh fire from heaven, Jesus. Joy bubble out your belly. Joy. Ho, ho. Trust me, I do this for a living. Ha ha. Ho ho. Ho! Fill her up, Jesus. Fill him 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 up, Jesus. Saturate them with fresh fire. 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 Saturate them there by my sukkah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Jesus. Fresh fire, Jesus. Fresh fire, Jesus. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord. Same as last week. Same thing. Same thing. Same thing, same thing, same thing. Ho!
The hand of God.
Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Take it. Stop arguing, you take it. Jesus' mighty name. 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 There it is. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Go ahead, ladies. Okay, you can take it. You can receive it.
For your
righteousness. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Jesus.
Fill me with your oil and your wine.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord.
Lord, I hunger.
Fresh anointing, fresh oil.
For your
touch you, Lord. Jesus. mighty name.
Lord,
Jesus. Jesus.
Lord, I hunger and thirst for your
keep calm. We're having revival. Jesus. 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 Fire from heaven. Jesus. Fire from heaven, Lord. Fire from heaven, Lord. Fire from heaven, Lord. Fire from heaven, Lord. Take it, it's yours. Take it, it's yours. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 tonight you have an encounter with God. You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Jesus. Touch him, Jesus. Touch him, Jesus. Jesus, my name. Jesus' mighty 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 name. Fill him up, Lord. Fill him up, Lord. Fill him up, Lord.